if you're listening to that jingle, it must be a Throwback Thursday. Hello, friends. It's Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational podcast in the world. It is great to have you. It is so awesome that you woke up on the right side of the ground today and we're able to spend just a few minutes together. I got a quick question for you, and it starts something like this. Do you shower? Do you take a shower? And then I guess my follow-up question to that would be, do you shower regularly? Okay. The reason I ask that question is because I hope and I assume that most people, if you have running water, which, by the way, is not a guarantee. There's a lot of people out there that don't even have running water. Third world countries, Appalachia, places like that. I always tell my kids, Dad, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. Hey, look, here's the deal. I got your Wi-Fi right here. It's called the water, the main water to the house. I'm going to shut the damn thing off if you guys don't stop asking. The Wi-Fi's down, Dad. I can't access Full House on Netflix. Okay. We've obviously, your mother and I, have done a horrible job raising you. Okay, so what we're going to do, if your biggest concern is that Netflix isn't working, I've failed miserably as a parent. And that's on me. I take 100% accountability. Actually, my kids are great. They're very grateful kids. They're very thankful. However, they're still kids, okay? But running water, all right? You shower every day. Then let me ask you this follow-up question. If the answer is yes, do you take a mental shower every day? Ooh, Sam, uh-oh, you're getting out there a little bit. Where are you going with this? Where are you going with this, my friend? I like your podcast, but now you're making me a little bit uncomfortable. Well, good, because that's exactly where greatness happens, is outside of your comfort zone. You know that. I know that. I mean, think of the jingle you just listened to, 23 seconds, opening up this show, was created in 2007. I'm not even the same person I was in 2007. Hey, Sam, you changed. Of course I changed. I got to work this hard to stay the same. For crying out loud, I'm going to be 48 years old the end of June. You think I want to be the same person I was at 28, 38? Get out of town, man. I know your life isn't changed much. How about that for grammar? Your life isn't changed much. I know your life hasn't changed much. That doesn't mean mine has to stay where it is. That doesn't mean I got to settle for who I used to be. It's okay to accept who you are, but not where you are. The mental shower goes something like this. You're around, you walk into a group of people, and you got dragged into it. Maybe it's at work, it's in the water cooler, maybe it's a company function you got to go to. Maybe it's a networking convention, who knows where it is, but you ended up around a bunch of Debbie Downers, okay? And they're like, oh, and they're just pumping this negative stuff into your head. And no matter how hard you try to stand guard at the entrance of your mind, you're only one person. And if you got this many people ganging up on you, the politics and the weather and the economy and all that. You're like, oh, no. And you're like, I got to get out of here. And you do your best. You put up a good fight. But as hard as you fought, champion, a little bit of that negativity has seeped into your mind. It just happens. It happens to the best of us. Now, we can't all go around being like Sam Crowley because you're going to be friendless. Unless you enjoy being friendless, I've embraced the friendless society. You know where I have the most friends? Online and at live events. You know why? Because everybody else that I've met in my community wants to live in Averageville. That's not my problem. I can't help that. I've tried to help them, and it usually goes something like this. Shut up. That's it. Okay, cool. No worries about it. So you think you're walking out there, you probably have tried some of this stuff that I've been talking about on my podcast for 10 years. You know, go out there and tell people you're a heart surgeon and you get in there and you work on the heart, man, and you speak to their passion. That worked for me one time at dinner for about 4 seconds. It was my wife's birthday and she escorted me out of the restaurant. Oh, sorry, we left our coats in the car. We'll be right back, okay? Don't order without us. The hell are you talking about? You're a heart surgeon telling the people. We don't have friends as it is. Why are you telling people you're a heart surgeon? You're not a heart surgeon. You got 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health. Why are you doing this? And it's my birthday. We don't have any friends. You know why we don't have friends? Because you talk like this. I was like, I know, but I kind of am a heart surgeon, honey. I mean, I get in there and I work on the heart with people. Okay. She says, okay. How about we just meet in the middle? I'll let you be a heart surgeon the other 6.5 days a week. Can you let us have dinner with somebody tonight? A couple that actually wanted to go to dinner with us. Did you have to fire out before we even got the iced teas to the table that you're a heart surgeon? I'm sorry, honey. I won't let it happen again tonight. But hey, That's what happens, man. You get it. Now, these people we went out with, in all fair, they weren't negative people at all. I just happened to lead with, I'm a heart surgeon. And that was it. Went downhill from there, and he stared at me like I had five heads, which is perfectly normal for me. Anyway, my point back to the mental shower, when you get in an environment where it ain't going the way you want it to go, all right, you got your little Sam Crowley on the shoulder, speaking little dropping seeds of wisdom and encouragement into your ear, but still, that's not offsetting all the negativity. Here's what you do, man. You go take the mental shower. You pick up just a chapter of your favorite motivational book or inspiring book, something that encourages you. You go to your default Every Day is Saturday podcast. You go to any one of the thought leaders that you plug into. YouTube's got 8 billion videos. You can get your favorite one, man. Go find your favorite piece of encouragement, motivation that it's the trigger. It's the trigger that snaps you right back in to Champions Estate and get you out of Averageville. I do it. I do it all the time. Heck, it could even be a radio station. 80s on 8. Shout out to XM Radio. You know, I'll get in the car and I'll just blast, whether I got my iPod plugged in to my car or, and by the way, most cars now, if you've bought a car in the past few years, new, you've got the ability to hook up your smartphone and play your iPod playlist, play this podcast. Stitcher Radio is now installed in a lot of GM vehicles now, where you can just go right to your favorite podcast. Whatever it is, could be a radio station, could be a song, could be something on your playlist. You've got to have triggers, man, that bring you back and take that. And then shower, man, it's that. It's the soap, it's the lather, it's cleansing your mind and allowing you to think clearly. It's like, oh, whew, do I feel better after that? I used to do it all the time in a workforce. All the time. I would get in the car. Good Lord. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to come back on the next show. And I don't care if you heard this story once. I don't care if you've heard it 100 times. It's worth repeating. It's a throwback Thursday. Anyway, I'm going to talk about when I was in the corporate slave camp. And this is when before I quit my job. This was before I went bankrupt. This was actually when I had a couple bucks and I was somebody. You know, this is when people actually used to say hi to me. You know, when I had the title, I would leave the office and I would go to the Cincinnati Public Library on 10th Street, okay? And also, I don't know if you guys know this or not, Cincinnati in 2000, was it 2001? I don't want to butcher the day. I think it was 2001. We had horrible riots here. A white police officer shot a young black man. And it spurned a bunch of riots. Cincinnati was on the news all the time, 24/7, CNN, what's going on in Cincinnati? We got a racial issue here and there. And this was all going around the public library area as you got closer to over the Rhine area here in Cincinnati, those of you that are familiar with the city. But anyway, I was driving right through all of that as well. You know, it wasn't unusual for you to be driving through that part of town. This was the summer of 2001, and have a rock thrown at your car. I mean, especially if you didn't match the color of the individual who thought that you were the enemy. You know what I mean? It was really that tense in Cincinnati. Crazy time to be living here. I'm proud to say our city has rebounded from that, and we're doing very well, actually. Not as good as we could be. Not as good as we could be, but downtown Cincinnati came through the fire. Let me tell you that much. But I remember it was that summer that I was leaving my cubicle, driving through a lot of the craziness that was going on downtown, protesters and the like, just to get to the Cincinnati Public Library. I had a library card. I'm going to talk about it on the next show, let you know what I checked out regularly at the library and what I did driving around town, observing and taking the shower. Observing and taking the shower. It's Sam Crowley on a Throwback Thursday. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.